Well, here we are. Today's win went to Emirates Team New Zealand again. And Emirates Team New Zealand, of course, are now the challengers for the 32nd America's Cup. So after 2.5 months of racing, we know the name of the challenger. This is the last press conference of the Louis Vuitton Cup. Next time we meet, we'll have the defender here as well, some of the people you know well, Dean. Dean, tell us about today. Tell us how you really feel. Go on.
No, I just wrapped. I can't say enough about guys on the boat, the whole team. It's been a very tough journey. The round robins didn't start well, obviously, and the way the team has bounced back and grown as we've gone through, and the semi-final was great, and I think on reflection we'll look back and we'll say that racing DeSafio, dropping those two races to them, has actually made us a much, much stronger team, much better for it. And I don't think anyone on the team ever dreamed or believed that we would be able to get through the Louis Vuitton Cup final against a team like Luna Rossa in the way we did. And I think the scoreline certainly was flattering, but I don't feel that it was ever the way it was. We certainly on the boat never felt it to be a comfortable series. It was always very, very tight, and I think the first and last races showed exactly the type of racing that we were gearing up for.
Dean, the team you sailed for and you won for today won the Louis Vuitton Cup for the first time in 1995. You were just 22 at the time. Where were you and what were you doing?
I actually remember it pretty well because I remember more the actual America's Cup final because I'd just done a fin regatta. This is when I was first sailing fins in Brest in France, and I was on my way to Denmark. I had the combi van, and on my way to Denmark at the time for the next event, and the engine blew up, and so I got stranded in a place called Brulon in France, and I was sitting there for about 10 days waiting to get the van repaired. And my father is actually in San Diego. He left and went up to San Diego to watch the America's Cup. And he was desperately trying to get me to go across as well, but in those days the budget wasn't quite up to jumping on a flight and going to San Diego. But I was sitting there in France for 10 days, able to watch a lot of the racing.
Today you became the skipper of the team that made a clean sweep the first time ever of the Louis Vuitton Cup finals. What do you think this says about the strength of the challenger movement this time around? Does it make them powerful or weaker?
Well, without question, we would certainly never underestimate Alinghi. They have been the form team for the last 4 years. They showed their strength and depth in Act 13 with the way they dominated that. We're very, very pleased with the way we've been going. We've improved every round, every race, and I think from where we were at the start of the round robins to where we are now is, we're a long way further ahead. But certainly, while we're going to enjoy this moment, enjoy celebrating with the team, we know that there's another big step to take to be ready to take on Alinghi in a couple of weeks' time.
Ray Davis, how does the team best prepare for what Dean's just been talking about? You've got 17 days now before the first race of the America's Cup match.
Yeah, well, how we best prepare from here? Well, we're really fortunate and to have a team like we have backing us up. When I was looking at the guys getting called up on stage there earlier, our backup team got called up on stage just before we received the Louis Vuitton trophy, and when that crew of 17 guys were lined up on stage, we're going, wow, that's a very formidable team just there. And they're our backups. So they're the guys who are going to pull us through to challenging Alinghi with the next round.
Terry, can you go into that? How can you benefit from the B-boat in this compared to sailing against teams that you don't know at this stage of the competition?
Yeah, I think it would be a mistake, with all due respect, Marcus, to call them the B-boat. All the guys on that race on the 84, can hop on at any given time, and they've proven in the past, as they've whacked us around the Hiraki Golf on several occasions, that they're formidable competitors within themselves. And so, you know, I think we have a balance of, you know, things that we can do to improve boat speed wise, and you know, again, continue to hone our racing skills. You know, we did a lot of drill work in between the semifinals and the finals, which paid huge dividends early on in pre-starts, and, you know, talking about different scenarios that we encountered and things that helped out tactically in the race course. You know, just little subtle things that made a huge difference in controlling the race.
Go to the floor for questions. You raise your hand and wait for a mic.